Injuries to the muscles, bones, and joints include strains, sprains, dislocations, and fractures. You will likely not be able to tell the difference between these injuries, except in the cases of very deformed fractures and dislocations. Just remember two key points. Treat all injuries as potential fractures, and decide if you need to call 911 based on signs and symptoms. A strain occurs when a muscle or tendon is stretched, torn, or damaged. Tendons attach muscles to bones. A sprain occurs when a ligament is stretched, torn, or damaged. Ligaments connect bones to bones at the joint. A dislocation occurs when a bone within a joint moves out of its normal position in the joint. A fracture is a complete break, chip, or crack in a bone. Signs and symptoms of strains, sprains, dislocations, and fractures may include pain, swelling, and bruising, an inability or unwillingness to move the injured body part, an injured body part that is bent, crooked, or otherwise deformed, a popping or snapping feeling or sound at the time of injury, a grating feeling or sound when moving the injured body part, and changes in circulation and feeling like numbness and tingling at and below the injured area. Immediately activate the EAP and instruct someone to call 911 and get equipment if a broken bone is protruding through the skin, there is bleeding with the fracture, there is moderate or severe swelling and bruising, the person cannot move or use the injured body part, the injured body part is bent, crooked, or looks deformed, the person heard or felt the injured area pop or snap at the time of the injury, the person hears a grating sound when attempting to move the injured body part, the injured area or area below the injury is cold or there is numbness or tingling, the injury involves the head, neck, or spine, pelvis, or upper leg, the person is showing signs or symptoms of shock, including difficulty breathing. The cause of the injury makes you think that the injury may be severe or that the person may have multiple injuries, or it is not possible to safely or comfortably move the person. Then give care according to the conditions found and your level of training. In some cases, you may not need to call 911, but you should still give first aid care and encourage the person to go to the hospital or contact their healthcare provider for further instruction.